You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight is portfolio manager at PSG Wealth, and that's Skulk Lowe helping me through the day. How was the day, Skulk? And we've got a couple of things coming up: Reserve Bank decisions on the price of money in both South Africa and the United States of America. But otherwise, before that, what happened? I suppose we have to talk about Discovery, don't we?
Well, let's start at the biggest news. I think we've had a phenomenal day for the currency. I mean, we'll be talking about the Reserve Bank's announcement tomorrow on interest rates, and just, you know, let's start off there and say that, you know, as it currently stands, and please don't let us do beer bets, because I just literally were in the position to pay off my debt. How long has this been going? I think we had this debt running for pretty much about close to 6 months.
No, we didn't have this debt running. You had the debt running. I won the bet, and it took you 7 or 8 months to pay it. But that's fine. At least you paid it, which a lot of South Africans don't pay their debts. But anyway, congratulations. You did pay it, and it was received yesterday. Thank you very much indeed. A case of black label. I mean, it didn't really stretch you. Anyway, go on.
At least we're out of lockdown. But back then it was the original bet was, I can't remember who said we're going to see a decrease, and we said unchanged. And we're sitting at a similar position. You know, when we listen to or read the latest financial results from all our banks, you know, we had Nedbank, Absa, yes, Standard Bank, and all of them had a general consensus. They were pretty much still seeing, I think Nedbank said it best, that they still see another 25 basis points, a decrease in interest rates. They don't know if it's going to initially be in September. It might be in November, but there's still some scope for another decrease. As it currently stands, when I look at the polls, the polls currently are looking at the forecast for 25 economists. That's the Thomson Reuters polls. And as it currently says, 60% of them are saying we're seeing no change tomorrow, and 40% are seeing a 25 basis points drop. There's nothing else. So nobody's seeing a hike, and nobody's seeing more than a 25 basis points drop. So it does seem currently, I would say, I think the Reserve Bank might just be a little bit on the cautious side, and most probably, you know, follow suit and not keep the interest rates unchanged for now. But let's see. You know, I think that's where we'll have a little bit, you know, more insight tomorrow morning when we have a chat. I think the bigger news was, you know, a top South African, you know, ruling party official, you know, came out, you know, today or this morning, and they said that their plans, and remember, this has been in the news for you know, I would say pretty much for the past 2 years.
Yes.
Is that the plans to nationalize the central bank has sort of been placed on hold. You know, the general feeling is the government. Exactly. I mean, they said, well, the government currently are struggling, and that's the honest truth. They're struggling with a corona-stricken economy anyway, and you know, they won't be able just to take the Reserve Bank. They will need to buy out the shareholders, and effectively, the government just do not have capital currently to do that. So that's sort of placed an old, and boom, there goes the rand. I mean, we were looking at a rand that was sort of struggling to break that, let's call it 16 rand 50 to the dollar. Today, it just swooped through it and currently trading at 16.30. So this is not just a little bit of dollar weakness. This is pretty much solid rand strength, because we're seeing a, let's call it, the close to 1% strength against the euro as well. I think that's good news. Very good news.
Yeah, let's have a look at those spot prices, because as you quite rightly say, the dollar rand is 16.30. The British pound against the rand is 21.18, and the euro rand is 19.30, with the euro dollar barely changed at 18.40. So this is independent rand strength. Well done. The gold price is 19.68 and a bit, I think, which is up around about 0.5%. The platinum price is $984 an ounce, which is also firmer. Palladium, where is that, please?
Oh, where's the plane? Where's the plane going now? Sorry.
That's all right. You just press a button here and there. And while you're doing that, while you're looking for that, I'll give you the West Texas crude price, which is 4.1% higher. It's $39.85, $1.57 higher. Really, really big move there. And Brent crude oil has soared as well by 3.5% to $41.94. So there we go. And we've got S&P and NASDAQ both doing well as well.
Palladium is a little bit softer this morning, well, this afternoon, trading at 2,395. But just to get back to your West Texas and Brent crude oil, I don't know if you've seen the news there. I think that's quite interesting to note.
The drawdown in stocks.
That the inventories are looking phenomenal. I mean, if you look at that, they were forecasting that there should be around about, let's call it a 1.8 million barrel decrease. And it came out for the week ended September 11th. That's a 4.4 million drop in inventories. That's massive. Yeah. So that's a big jump in oil prices this morning. And naturally good for somebody like Sasol. Sasol traded over 5% stronger today. So good news. In an environment where the rand has been stronger, close to 1%, this is very good for Sasol, that it can actually, sort of mitigate the stronger rand environment.
Let's have a look at the top five major movers on the upside. And Textainer is at the top, which is interesting because it's a sort of a trading logistical company. Anyway, up 6.75%, thinly traded. But Sasol, as you quite rightly pointed out, doing well today, up just over 5%. Altron up just over 4%. Transaction Capital again, very volatile, up 3.4%, and Pan African Resources up just over 3%. On the downside, Hammerson, nil paid letters or N shares, whichever it is. I don't know what it is. But anyway, it's down 7.75%. TFG, Fashini, getting hit hard by 5.3%. Harmony down 4.6% after a good day yesterday, after their trading update or results. Discovery down 3.8%, and ShopRite down 3.1%. Retailers coming into focus, Skulk. Last week we had a good week. This week it's suddenly starting to look a little bit awry. It just doesn't feel right. It was like last week everyone said, well, let's get into this because South African stocks are in favour. But this week people are being selective and they're selling certain retailers. Why are they doing that?
Well, firstly, we saw the retail sales came out earlier today, at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Minus 9%.
The month-to-month sales. That was a bit of a shocker. So well below consensus, and I think that's the harsh reality. The harsh reality is we're still in COVID, and there's a good old saying that says buy on rumors, sell on fact. And I think what we've seen last, we've seen a ShopRite come out with pretty solid results from a food retailing point of view, and that sort of helped the general retailers in general last week. This week we've actually seen the actual retail sales, and it's for July, and it's horrible. You mentioned it. TFG, the Fashini Group down 5.3%. True is down 2.3%. Mr. Price down 1.7%. But I think on the gainers and losers, just to get back to that point, I mean, you missed one. I mean, one that I think is standing out is Motus Holdings. Bringing out results today.
Yes.
Horrible results, to say the least. But I mean, the share price that is up 19.3%. For today. So
it was only up 8 or 9% on after an hour and a half of trading this morning. What on earth happened there? Is it thinly traded? Were people short of it? Was these results good? I mean, 19% is a massive, massive move for quite a decent company.
It's a decent company. I like the company, and just for all the listeners out there that don't know, what Motus does. I mean, they're basically they're involved in imports and in distribution of motor cars, vehicles, parts. They the easiest to understand them. They're the exclusive importer, South Africa, and distributor of Hyundai, Kia, Renault, and Mitsubishi. So it's a very solid names, but we all know what happened. I mean, when we look at the vehicle sales that they mentioned in their results, I mean, vehicle sales were down 98% in April. I mean, that's surprise. It was in our, solid, level 5 lockdown environment. Nobody was driving and nobody was buying cars. And then, 68% a decline in their sales, in May. I think I was sort of combing through the results, trying to find, why would we see this type of reaction? Because remember this, the share price were under immense pressure. I mean, unbelievable pressure. And the results sort of said why. But I mean, there was a few things that I think stood out. You know, they took a lot of things. You know, we've seen it with companies like Sasol earlier. We've seen it with the banks where they make these type of provisions, or they sort of take these bad period of times and, you know, use this to do restructuring. Because during this period, you know, Motus, you know, did asset write-downs of 289 million rand and retrenchment and restructuring costs of over 170 million rand. So that's a pretty hefty, you know, once-off, if you can put it that way, you know, on Motus. And as we mentioned, great brands, a great company. So I think Shell is telling us that, you know, they still believe in the company, which I must say I agree. I do believe that this is a good little company, and yeah, I think they will as soon as we move out of these lockdowns, this should be a company that normalizes again.
Other than that, I've got a headline here on CNBC.com, which is a global media company. It says here, South Africa's currency will rally into year-end with risks already priced in, strategist says. Let's have a look here. Despite losing around 5% to the rand over the past 3 months, the US dollar is still up by more than 16.5% against Africa's most liquid currency since the turn of the year. ABSA CIB head of currency strategy Mike Keenan says the currency will notch 1575 by the end of the year. And I'm not saying anything against Mr. Keenan, but that to me is a flag to sell the thing.
Lindsay,
yes. No.
I'm going to say something. I still believe that the rand currently, as it currently stands, and I'll go out there. I'll put it out there and back myself by saying I still think and strongly feel that the rand is totally undervalued, and it was for good reasons. It was seriously for good reasons why. I mean, we've had you know, downgrades to junk. We've had a horrible period. We tend to focus on the negatives, and yeah, I still believe, you know, that we will recover. And remember, we went into this year. We went into 2020, and we've discussed it many times, that we should go into a risk-on environment. And when we talk about a risk-on environment, we're not just talking about in terms of South Africa. We're talking about emerging markets in general. I don't really see that as something that's now suddenly not going to happen. I do think that when we recover, that a lot of these emerging markets is still, you know, lagging they developed counterparts, South Africa being one of them. And I think this type of reactions we've seen today is just one of them, because as I mentioned earlier, you know, rand stronger today, you know, Brazilian real, they're trading, you know, also 90 basis points stronger. The Russian ruble, they're trading 30 basis points stronger. India trading 10 basis points. China, even China, China's currency that's got very, very little volatility. And they're 40 basis points stronger against the dollar today. So you do see a sort of a risk on environment. And I wouldn't be calling tops on it now. Definitely not.
Okay. Well, I can feel another bet coming on here because you've just paid me my bet.
I know exactly how to deliver beer now.
I want you to get your money back or your beer back, and you can do it with wine. 6 bottles of wine, okay, of your choice. Mm-hmm. Obviously not the 300-400 rand bottles. But I will say with the dollar rand at 16.30, it'll be 16.80 before 15.80. Okay, so 50 basis points. I say 16.80, and I presume you'll say 15.80.
I would say 15.80, yes. Okay. I would.
And it's timeless. In other words, it's not, you know, in the...
Yeah, whatever it's first.
Okay, whichever goes first. So we're going to strike this bet now. Either a case of beer...
Yes.
...or 6 bottles of wine of your choice. I win if it goes to 16.80. You win if it goes to 15.80, because that's 50 basis points from where it is now at 16.30 against the US dollar. Is that it's on air?
That sounds fun. That sounds fun. Yes, let's go for it. Let's
Fantastic.
Do this.
Okay, we've done it. can't get out of that one.
I'm not a betting man.
Of course you're not. No.
I just believe in sure things.
Yeah, you're in the financial services industry. Of course you're a betting man. Give us the closing indices on the JSE today, if you would, please.
So the JSE closed down 30 basis points, closed at 55,961. Resources were quite, you know, positive to the today, you know, 21 basis points stronger. Industrials down 92 basis points, you know, predominantly because the rand is a lot stronger, and most of our industrials or biggest industrial companies on the JSE is you know, strongly rand hedged. So that's the main reason for that 92 basis point drop. And financials looking good, you know, 12 basis points stronger. Even the property stocks, which I've been spending a very little time on lately, you know, even the SA property index, you know, up 70 basis points today. So yeah, let's hope there's more to come. Just to look at the value traded on the market today, just to quickly bring that out, not a very active day. We have only seen run about 18 billion rand worth of value trade. So yeah, fairly flattish day for today.
Skalk, thanks so much for your time this evening. That was Skalk Lowe, who's the portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town. He'll be back with me for the opening tomorrow morning. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.